That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Friday, January 8th goes to members of Al Cracker and Vanilla Isis. Now, I know I gave America Donkey of the Day yesterday for what happened at the Capitol building, but this morning I am performing my civilian duties. I am a six-figure tax-paying citizen in this country, and I am about to do something that the good brother Pharrell would proudly do. I'm sure y'all heard Pharrell on Drink Champs with N.O.R.E. and DJ Effin a couple of weeks ago. Drop on the clues bomb for Drink Champs. If you haven't heard the conversation, make sure you go check out that episode on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Now, can we play a little clip of what Pharrell had to say, Dramos?
I'm not a tough guy, bro. I really believe in paying taxes, because when you pay taxes, you shouldn't feel no kind of way dialing 911. Snitching.
Pharrell, I'm with you. That's not snitching, by the way. You aren't a criminal and you aren't committing crimes with any of these people, okay? And I've told y'all before, I have no problem seeing something and saying something simply because I am not in the street. As I just said, I am a six-figure tax-paying citizen who has read enough Spider-Man comics and watched enough Spider-Man movies to know that if Peter Parker had stopped that guy who robbed the dude who didn't pay him after that wrestling match, Uncle Ben would still be alive today. Okay, see, what your Uncle Charlie is using Marvel Comics to explain to you is when you see something and don't say something, you just keep recycling that something in your communities. And eventually that something will come back to bite you. That's just the way it is. Okay, that person that you don't tell on for committing a heinous crime will eventually do a heinous crime on you or someone you love, period. So with that said, I was reading an article on CNBC. And the FBI is requesting help from the public to identify U.S. Capitol rioters. Their words, not mine. Yes, the FBI is demanding help to find those domestic terrorists, those members of Al Cracker and Vanilla ISIS, because apparently when it comes to them, all of a sudden the FBI can't get into their Facebook and Instagram accounts. When it comes to indicting rappers and PPP scammers, the FBI stands for Facebook and Instagram, but apparently now they need the public's help identifying people. I literally know who some of these members of Vanilla ISIS and Al Cracker are because of social media. All right. FBI, don't act like you don't follow Sean King. You've been monitoring Sean King for some time now. And that man has found enough crackers in the past 24 hours that he could feed Polly and any other parrot for a month. So FBI, if you're not following, allow me, Charlamagne Tha God, to do my civic duty and give you some names of the members of Al Cracker and Vanilla ISIS. It's incredible to me that the FBI posted on Twitter and Facebook to help in identifying the Capitol Hill terrorists when all these domestic terrorists are on social media incriminating themselves like they got an album coming out. Okay? Now, the first Al Cracker ass clout chaser is Jenny Cudd. Listen to her.
We did break down the Nancy Pelosi's office door, and somebody stole her gavel. And took a picture sitting in the chair, flipping off the camera, and that was on Fox News. Patriots got down on the floor and were sitting in the House members in the senator's chair.
Jenny Cudd, admission of guilt. Second Al Cracker ass clout chaser is Thomas Barani. Listen to him.
Thomas Barani from New Jersey.
Can you show us your hand?
Yeah.
How did you get that on your hand?
Well, we had stormed into the chambers inside, and there was a young lady who rushed through the windows. A number of police and Secret Service were saying, get back, get down, get out of the way. She didn't heed the call, and as we kind of raced up to grab people and pull them back, they shot her in the neck.
FBI, are you listening? We just getting started. This member of Vanilla ISIS is Josiah Coat. Listen to him.
I just got in the light. I just got in the Capitol building. I was the first one. I hopped down into the chamber, and I was the first one to sit. And Nancy Pelosi, that bitch, she's a traitor, she's treasonous.
FBI, I don't know how you missed this one. Derek Evans, he is a member of the West Virginia House of Delegates. Did you hear me? He is a member of the West Virginia House of Delegates, a West Virginia lawmaker, and he participated in this home invasion of the U.S. Capitol. I've seen CNN, the New York Times, NBC News, CBS News, USA Today, the Washington Post, and a list of others. All these outlets identify this man, but the FBI can't. Listen to Derek Evans as he talks about Al Cracker storming the United States Capitol.
The door's cracked.
We're in.
We did it! Easy, easy.
FBI, come on now. Last time y'all had it this easy picking people up and identifying folks was when y'all locked up Trey Way, okay, with the help of federal informant Daniel Hernandez. Now, you know who else you can grab? Paul Davis, a Texas lawyer who got fired for being at the U.S. Capitol. Oh, he was live streaming on Instagram. Listen to him.
All we're doing is demanding that our public officials audit the vote, audit the Dominion machines, audit the ballots. There's a way to do it. We can solve this in 2 days. If this was a legitimate election, then let us inspect it. And if Biden won, let's all go on with our lives.
Now, our producer, Dan, drop on the clues bombs for Dan. Dan found all that audio. He don't work for the FBI. All he got is Google, okay? Now, the rest of the people I'm going to name, they don't have any audio that we found. But this one is very important. I need this next member of Vanilla ISIS locked up today, all right? His name is Richard Barnett, a.k.a. Osama Bin Racist, all right? He is the one who was in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office with his feet on the desk. He was the one who was posing with Nancy Pelosi's mail. He's from Arkansas. He broke into Nancy Pelosi's office. He stole her mail. And he's not in prison. FBI, what's up? What's happening? Okay, you need help. I'm giving you all the help you need. You know, we got more people. There's a Florida fireman named Andrew Williams. All right, the dude who was in the Viking costume, who looks like he wanted a career as the Times Square naked cowboy, but didn't have enough gas in his pickup truck to make it to the big city. His name was Jake Angeli. And oh, the guy who stole the podium, his name is Adam Johnson. He's a father of five. He's 36 years old and he's from Parrish, Florida. What does your Uncle Charlotte always tell you about people in Florida? It doesn't even matter right now. The moral of the story is lock them up. I'm telling you right now, do you need me to take the stand? Do you need me to come to court and start identifying people? I'm not Tariq St. Patrick. I'm Nino Brown, okay? And I'm not guilty. Al Crack is the one that's guilty. This thing is bigger than Charlemagne the God. We talking Hellman's huge. Jars and jars of mayonnaise. Lock them up for treason, for staging an attempted coup. Give them all the mandatory 10-year minimum Trump said he would give folks under the recently enacted Statue and Monuments Act. I encourage everyone who can hear my voice. This is your Uncle Charlotte talking, okay? This is Leonard, all right? The FBI needs our help. They are accepting tips in digital media depicting rioting or violence in and around the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Well, I want anyone who can hear my voice to call 1-800-CALL-FBI. That's 1-800-CALL-FBI. If you need the number because you can't read, 1-800-225-5324. That's 1-800-225-5324. Or how about we just have a petty party with a purpose on the FBI's Twitter and FBI's Instagram? Send them all the names and pictures you can on both their Instagram and Twitter. The handle is simple. It's at FBI. Send them all the pics you find, all the names, and make sure you use the hashtag Owlcracker or Vanilla ISIS. Go! Do that right now. That's our job all weekend until they start locking these members of Al Cracker and Vanilla ISIS up. We have to get these guys off the street because if they would do that to the Capitol, they would do that anywhere. As long as folks like that are on the street, none of us are safe. And in the words of Chris Rock,
I ain't scared of Al Qaeda. I'm scared of Al Cracker.
Please. Let Kathy Griffin give all these members of Vanilla ISIS and Al Cracker the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Come on,
goodness
now. Run.
Gracious.
Do your jobs. Run. Do your jobs. The handle is simple. It's at FBI. Send them all the pics and all the names you can find since they're having so much trouble identifying these members of Vanilla ISIS and Al Cracker.
You should play Blow the Whistle after this one, boy. Woo! Good job, Charlamagne. Great job. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for
I knew the son of a police officer would feel that way.
You should have gave addresses. That's what you should have did. But we could
if
do
I
that.
Had him, I would
have. We could have did that on the tour on social media.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.